Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. A Palestinian leader calls for the Arab world to rise up and stop Israel from Judaizing the city of Jerusalem. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Prime Minister of Hamas, an Islamic terror organization located in the Gaza Strip, has made an urgent call for the international Arab and Muslim world to stop what he called Israel's Judaization of Jerusalem and all the attacks by the Jewish state on the Muslim community in Israel. Ismail Haniyeh, the Hamas prime minister, during a recent visit to Cairo, Egypt, slammed Israel for the ethnic cleansing of Jerusalem and a campaign against Muslim symbols. The Hamas prime minister says that Jerusalem is the future capital of a Palestinian state, and the Muslim world must do whatever is necessary to stop the Judaization of Jerusalem by the Israelis. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
A call for the Arab and Muslim world to stop the Judaization of Jerusalem is a declaration of war according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. A center focus of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is the final status of the city of Jerusalem. The Israelis say Jerusalem is their undivided, eternal capital, and there can be no compromise on the issue. Meanwhile, the Palestinians claim that Jerusalem will be the capital of the Palestinian state that will come about either through diplomatic maneuvers or as a result of an armed struggle. A recent call by the Hamas Prime Minister Haniyeh for the Arab and Muslim world to rise up and use all means available to stop the Israelis from Judaizing Jerusalem is, in essence, a declaration of war. According to the ancient Jewish prophets, the city of Jerusalem will, in fact, belong to the Jewish people, and it will belong to them forever. Zechariah wrote 2,500 years ago that the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will return to Jerusalem, Zechariah 1:16, and build his temple, Zechariah 6:12, where he will rule and reign forever. That's Zechariah 6:13. The Jewish king, King David, was given a promise, 2 Samuel chapter 7, the Davidic covenant, a promise that there would be a Jewish temple in Jerusalem for one of his sons to rule from in the Jewish kingdom forever. In fact, God said that he had selected Jerusalem as the location where he would dwell among his people, the Jewish people, forever. The Judaization of Jerusalem is an absolute. Bible prophecy will indeed be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...